Yeah, delighted. I think everyone can see now we're a team that will not give up. We'll keep playing to the end. We tell the boys every day in training, you know, it's never over till the whistle goes. And I thought, to be honest, in the first half, there was only one team looked like going to win the game. That was ourselves. Kerry didn't have one shot on target. He never had one corner kick. It was us, you know, playing on the front foot. So we just said to the boys at half time, we knew with the wind going down the bottom end, Kerry would just get it in the box and long throws, and we had to be strong and defend that. Again, fair play to them. They scored a good goal from a set play. Disappointing from our point of view. But again, character from the players. Never say die attitude. Kept going right until the very end, and a fantastic goal for BJ, who I'm really pleased for, because he missed a lot of pre-season at his old club Larne. He had a little bit of an injury, so we've got to manage his physicality the way we are. So it's knowing when to bring him on the pitch. But I'm absolutely delighted for him as an individual, but overjoyed for the players because they absolutely deserve that.
I mean, you dug it out. It was in the fourth minute of additional time. And can you describe that goal for me?
Well, it hit the back of the net, and we were joyful on the bench. Look, again, you celebrate stuff like that because that's what football's all about. It's full of emotion, it's full of excitement, it's full of enjoyment. But one thing we're trying to do with Finn Harps is we're trying to build a real strong bond between the fans, the community, and the players and the staff, and we're getting there. It's not been easy, and we understand that. But we're trying to create something special at the club, and it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. But the boys, you can see, I think everyone will agree, they don't play for the name on the back, they play for the name on the front, the badge of Finn Harps, and that's what we're really proud of.
You had good support here this evening. Very disappointing, though, to see, you know, I suppose it was ill-tempered in the last couple of minutes straight after that goal. I think you saw yellow at one point in that as well. Yeah. What happened?
Well, I saw yellow just for celebrating on the touchline. And look, that's football. There was nothing derogatory said. There was nothing sort of nasty said. I think you'll see so many coaches within the first division keep picking up yellow cards. But look, the referee's a good guy, and the officials, no hard feelings. They've come over and gave me a yellow, I think, for over-celebrating. That's absolutely fine. Like I said, we appreciate what they're doing. But the stuff at the end, listen, it's handbags from both teams, you know what I mean? It's emotion, like I said, and I have no problem with the Kerry players. I've no problem with our players. It is what it is. And we just move on and we look forward to the next game now.